Harper Audio presents The Icarus Syndrome, A History of American Hubris by Peter Beinart. Read by John Morgan. Introduction. If you want war, nourish a doctrine. Doctrines are the most frightful tyrants to which men are ever subject. William Graham Sumner. A story. The reason I wrote this book. I was sitting at a restaurant on New York's Upper East Side in early 2006, squeezed into a corner table next to an elderly, elfin man sipping a martini. He was Arthur Schlesinger, Jr. I was petrified. I'd hero-worshipped the man since high school, when I developed a bout of Kennedy mania not uncommon among young liberals in Reagan-era Boston. I'd consumed his memoir of the Kennedy White House and his Cold War liberal manifesto, The Vital Center, and stacks of his op-eds. I didn't really understand why he was having lunch with me, and, as far as I could tell, none of my halting efforts at flattery and political insight were validating his decision. He mostly wanted to gossip, but even there I was out of my depth. Then his tone changed. "Why did your generation support this war?" I began to stammer, something along the lines of, "Well, of course, not everyone did. They weren't all as dumb as me." No laughter. "But, yes, perhaps there was something in our experience that on average..." Then he spilled his martini and for the first time looked frail. Waiters swarmed. I was off the hook. We never spoke again. Less than a year later, he died. But, as one often does after flubbing a pregnant moment, I kept going over the scene in my mind, trying to formulate an answer worthy of the question and the questioner, something that convinced him I wasn't a fool. His assumption was right. Young people had supported the Iraq invasion at higher rates than their elders. According to an October 2002 Pew Research Center poll, Democrats under the age of 30 were almost as pro-war as Republicans over the age of 65. A survey of bloggers, pundits, and op-ed writers revealed the same generational skew. And the reason? The culprit? Suddenly it hit me. One of the culprits was him. It was Schlesinger, after all, who had written in January 1991 that the Gulf War will most likely be bloody and protracted, that it will be the most unnecessary war in American history, and it may well cause the gravest damage to the vital interests of the Republic. He may not have remembered that op-ed, but I did. I was a sophomore in college then, a dove, a worshiper of Arthur Schlesinger. On the eve of the first major war of my adult life, I was looking for guidance, and everywhere I looked, from my professors on up, the guidance was, don't do it. Remember Vietnam. Tremble when you contemplate war. And so, I trembled, and war came. And it was neither protracted nor bloody, at least for our side. In fact, the Kuwaitis greeted us as liberators, and it turned out that Saddam Hussein had been hiding a crash nuclear program, which might have reached fruition had he not been thrashed, all of which made me tremble, in retrospect, about what might have happened had we not gone to war. Then came Bosnia. In 1993, with Bill Clinton trying half-heartedly to convince America's European allies to support airstrikes against the Serb army that was raping and murdering Bosnia's Muslims, Schlesinger warned that the arguments used today for intervention in Bosnia have disquieting echoes of the arguments used 30 years ago for intervention in Vietnam. Vietnam. The word made me shiver. But 2 years later, Clinton did launch airstrikes, and then he sent peacekeepers, and there was no quagmire. On the contrary, the rapes and murders stopped. The barbed wire from the concentration camps came down. Finally, in November 2001, early in the Afghan War, my hero put pen to paper yet again, this time insisting that the Bush administration's effort to depose the Taliban was proving futile. Perhaps, he wrote, they should have reflected on Vietnam. But by now I was sick of reflecting on it. It had never been my war, after all. It was a bogeyman, conjured by well-meaning but patronizing elders, in the way a grandparent who had witnessed the Depression might warn against investing too heavily in stocks. By 2003, when America invaded Iraq, my generation had witnessed its own history, and it was not a history that made one tremble at the prospect of war. I was tired of hearing people cry wolf. Vietnam. Just hearing it invoked in a foreign policy debate made me roll my eyes. So I had my answer to Schlesinger's question, and I imagined, in that puffed-up way you imagine when you're on a pedestal speaking to yourself, that he would have been unsettled. And then I had another thought, which unsettled me. My answer wouldn't have surprised him a bit. He had gone through the same process himself.